Okay. Yesterday he
brought.
And he has
brought.
You might say if you were trying some clothing on, you might say, this coat doesn't fit this year, but last year it blanked perfectly.
It fit perfectly.
And if your husband's suit didn't fit him anymore, you might say he has to go out and buy
a new suit.
And if a man puts a lot of things into a pocket so it sticks out like this, you'd say the pockets
bulge.
And if you threw some things in the washer and the water was too hot, you would say, I have blank that t-shirt.
Shrunk it.
Okay. And you would say, it blanks so much that I don't believe Tommy can wear it.
It shrank so much.
Okay. And you would say, these shirts blank every time I put them in the wash.
Shrink.
If a woman likes to put on very nice clothes and go around in them, you'd say that she likes to
dress well.
And what do you call a little container that you would put coins in, you know, that you would take out when you're at the grocery store or something? A small.
A purse.
Okay, now what do you call the larger thing that you might have this little purse in?
Well, you generally refer to it as a bag these days, but I think purses were the general term from when I was growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And then the little thing, instead of calling it a purse, men had little coin purses that they carried in their pockets.
Mm-hmm.
Women didn't even have one, but now they are termed as a coin purse.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the little ornamentation that ladies often wear around their
bracelet?
Necks?
Mm-hmm.
And what about around the neck?
Necklace.
Okay. What would you call if it were some beads strung together? What would you call that?
Just beads, I suppose. But a long time ago, they called anything with a chain was a lavalier.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I heard that too. What do you call, especially a long time ago, men used to wear things to hold up their pants? What were those called?
Suspenders.
Okay. And when it rains, what do you open up and carry over your head?
Umbrella. Parasol.
Mm-hmm. And in the, especially in these old houses, or a long time ago you used this term, what do you call an outer covering on a bed?
Well, nowadays they call it a bedspread. Mm-hmm. They used to call it a coverlet.
A coverlet? Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Was there any difference between that and what you use now as far as the...
Well, the coverlet was generally a pieced thing, a patchwork
mm-hmm.
type thing. The spread, that they had very few bought spreads because they didn't even make them, but they would crochet
mm-hmm.
a bedspread
mm-hmm.
or crochet or knit a coverlet
mm-hmm.
or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
What they covered.
Now, the heavier thing that you might put on the bed in the wintertime for warmth, what would that be called?
Well, back in those days, it was a feather bed or a quilt or comfort.
Mm-hmm. A comfort.
A comfort.
And are those all the same thing, or is each
well,
one different?
Well, a feather bed, when it was really, real cold, they had... It was made with bed ticking, filled with feathers, and you covered that. A quilt was generally pieced with either a sheet blanket in between or cotton batting after
mm-hmm.
cotton batting became widely used.